What men may say. Amos chapter number 4 and verse number 11. By now, I hope you found it. This is what it says. I have overthrown some of you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. And ye were as a firebrand plucked up out of the burning. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, old Israel. And because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God. He told the nation of Israel, he said, this is a very important thing. He said, this is not a laughing matter. This is a very serious matter. He says, Israel, you better pay attention to me. And it was almost as if God grabbed the nation of Israel by the shirt collar and shook them up real good and pulled them real close and tight and said, let me tell you what you better do. You better prepare to meet God. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, this morning for allowing us all to be here. Good number of people here, a lot of visitors. And I thank you for it. I thank you for the over 1,000 people that have come through the judgment house this week. And Lord, I pray, God, you'd help us today. And Lord, we need you. We need you in this hour more now than ever before. And God, we can't do it without you. We have to have you. And I pray that you'd help us today. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. Now, I thought about this message, and I may have preached around these thoughts a few different times. And I told them when we were tearing all of this down, the whole sanctuary was done like this, and we just tore down from here back. And so we could have room to have church this morning. And I said, y'all just leave all of this here, and I want to preach on the judgment of God. This week we've had the judgment. There was different scenarios, about 4 different main characters. One fella was a prestigious lawyer, and one couple of young people and different things like that. And they all stood before the judge, and the judge was looking, and he picked up the gavel, and he looked through the book of life, the Lamb's book of life, and he was looking for their name. He called their name out. If you went through it, he probably called your name out. He said, would you step forward? And he starts looking for the name. He said, I'm sorry, your name is not here. And in one of those demons dressed up as demons, they take them out and take them away, and they was hollering and screaming, oh, let me trust Christ now, and all of that kind of thing. And all of that was a play. All of that was a reenactment, if you will. But ladies and gentlemen, one of these days, that's going to be the real McCoy. Everybody in this room, including this preacher you're listening to, will stand before a holy and just God. Prepare to meet thy God. The judgment of God is as sure as the air that you breathe. It's coming to a city near you. You're not going to be able to bypass it. It is coming whether you like it or not. And if you were uncomfortable in that room standing before the judge, or if you were uncomfortable out there where we portrayed hell, or if you were uncomfortable in some of those situations, or if you were uncomfortable in the morgue room where you had 4 dead bodies covered up with a sheet, you say, preacher, you're trying to scare. It's no worse than what you watched on TV last night. Except this is actually true. And everybody's all engulfed. And you say, the devil is the master deceiver. And the devil has got us so tied up in zombies and the walking dead and all of that kind of thing. It's when, and the devil knows what he's doing, because now when you hear preaching like this, you're like, oh, he's talking about a TV show. No, friend, this is not a TV show. This is for real. I'm talking about coming to a city, going to be knocking on your door very soon. Prepare to meet thy God. There's some meetings that I have tried to prepare for. There's some meetings. We were at Northside Baptist Church back in 1991 up in Mayfield, Kentucky. And boy, I was up there, and we was a singing, had a gospel group, and we was there. And there was this girl out there that just couldn't keep her eyes off of me. And so I noticed it, and I was started getting prepared, you know. And so when I saw, you know, it's one of them where you smelt her before you saw her. You're like, whoo. Now listen, folks, I joke a lot. And last Sunday, boy, I took a lot of heat for some stuff I said about my wife, about the eagle. I took a lot of heat for that. But I'm going to be honest. If I didn't do that every now and then, she'd think I was mad at her. She's just so used to it now, it don't even make any difference. But I'm telling you, I was there, and boy, I'm telling you, that was in April of 91, I believe it's right. And what was there? We was at Northside Baptist Church, and we went to McDonald's with a group of kids after church there. Went to McDonald's, and boy, you know, and she got my phone number, and then in December the 5th, boy, that was a day I was prepared for. I tried to get prepared. I mean, you got to put a lot of work into a wedding. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into that thing. You got to get prepared for that. I mean, there's money involved, there's cakes involved, there's flowers involved, there's decorations involved, and there's patent leather involved. Anytime you see patent leather, it says, "I'm going to hurt you." The little shiny shoes you put on, and they're never right size. They're always too small. Somebody help me. And boy, you got them shined up real good. You put your little cologne on, and boy, you get prepared for that kind of day. And then we prepare to raise a family. And we had the boys come along, and then Kayla later on, and we had to prepare for those things. Had to prepare for school, prepare for them an education, and get all prepared. And then you got to prepare for retirement. One of these days, hallelujah, it's coming, and you won't fish every day. That's what they always say, and you wind up working the rest of the life. And then you've got to prepare. But ladies and gentlemen, we prepare for a lot of stuff. We prepare for college. We prepare for all of these different things. But I'm telling you, you better listen to this preacher this morning. There's one day you better make sure that you are prepared for, and that is the day you stand before Almighty God. All of those other things are important. I'm not saying you ought not prepare for education, prepare for those things. But my friend, the top of your list ought to be prepare to meet God. That's one meeting that is the most important of all. And the Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die. And after this, the judgment. The return of Christ is just around the corner. The Bible says my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. America is living under the judgment of God. You say, how do you know? Because when I was growing up, we used to have a path up to Bob's Exxon up there on the, right across from Grecian over there. And from my house, there was a path. Man, I left the house. We run around with all these kids. And man, we had a path cut out up there to Bob's Exxon. Our parents didn't worry about nobody getting us and all that kind of thing. And that was back when you left your house doors open. When you pull up to the grocery, you just left your car running because you're just going in there for a minute. You better not do that now. You better not do that now. Why? We're living under the judgment hand of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, prepare to meet God. I remember working in the court system there in Madison County and working in juvenile court. And boy, the judge, he would come and I loved working. I have the best, I'm telling you, just a great, great employer. And Judge Walter Baker Harris. And boy, we had these kids that had killed some folks over there at Domino's Pizza there in Jackson on North Highland. And they come in the juvenile court. And boy, there they were. And the parents are all there on the first and second row. And they're crying and bawling, squalling. And the judge comes and this is a hearing to bind them over to adult court and be heard in circuit court. And so they're a juvenile and they're going to have a hearing to where they're going to bind them over to be tried as an adult. And it's for a first degree murder, and there the parents are, and here we go, and the judge is up there, and all of this kind of thing. They brought the kids in, they set them at the table, and they're crying, and oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that, and all that kind of thing. And I'm telling you, and he picks up that gavel. And when he picks up the gavel and he's about to make his judgment, boy, I'm telling you, those parents, they start crying out, "Oh, judge, please, give him one more chance." Boy, that judge picks up the gavel and lands it on the table. And he says, "Why bind them over to the adult court?" And boy, we pick them boys up, take them out the side door as fast as we can, because mamas and daddies and all of them trying to get up there and give them one last hug. I'm telling you, folks, it's reality. One of these days we'll stand before a holy and just God. Nobody's going to get you out of it. You're not going to get out of it. There's a lot of appointments I try to miss. There's appointments I try to prepare for. And there's some appointments I try to miss. I cancel all dentist appointments as possible. I try my best. You get one scheduled, it gets real close, you get nervous, I call them cancer. We was back over in Milan when I passed over in Atwood, had a doctor over there, a dentist, Dr. Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, Payne. I walked in his office, I said, you ever thought about changing your name? The doctor feel good or something? And the dentist, you go in for a cleaning. Y'all with me? It's like going to get your oil changed. They always find something else wrong. All I want is an oil change. They come back with a whole list. Well, your Finucane pin, your Knutton valve, and all of that's out of whack. You need a new one. You go to the dentist for a cleaning, they always come back and go, you know what? You need this, this, and this, and this done. So I try to cancel as many as possible, and I don't like it. One time I got time to tell this story, don't. One time I got a cavity. Let me see how old some of y'all are. And I'm just 42, but I'm telling you, my mom and dad's country. Country. Anybody that puts an S on the end of Walmart is country. You understand? They say, we're going down to Walmarts. That, my friend, is country. Had a cavity. I was a kid. Had a cavity. And man, I'm telling you, I didn't. Mom said, well, I'll make you an appointment. I said, Mom, don't make me an appointment. No, it's on Friday. I mean, it's, you know, we just get through this thing. And so Mom said, well, I'm going to tell you, let's try this. And she'd get a cotton ball. And she'd put it on, she'd pour it, vanilla, pure vanilla extract. 98% alcohol. Somebody help me now. And she'd douse that cotton ball with that vanilla extract. And she'd take a toothpick and she'd job it down in that cavity. And boy, you'd get some relief. Temporary relief. You say, does that work? I keep a fifth of it under my seat all the time. I'm telling you. They pull you over and say, what's that? That's vanilla extract. Now, some of you ain't laughing, but you ought to. I mean, that's funny. You try to cancel them appointments, but I'm telling you, there's one meeting you're not going to cancel, and that is the meeting to prepare to meet God. Number one, let me give you the outline real quick before we go home. Number one, the judgment of God is sure. It's going to happen. It's not preacher's just telling us what he thought. Uh-uh. It's for sure going to happen. It's going to happen. The judgment, you can't cancel it. It's 100% sure. No lawyer's going to get you out of it. There won't be any crooked deals. Mom and dad can't go behind and cut a deal and all of that kind of stuff. No. Young people, listen to me. I know your mom and dad bail you out of everything every time you get in trouble, but listen to me real good and listen to this preacher because I love you and I'm going to tell you the truth. When you stand before God, mama's not going to be right there, daddy ain't going to be there, and grandma ain't going to be behind you. It's just going to be you and God, and there ain't going to be any bailouts like America has trained our people to do. Bail out every time you get in trouble, bail out. Parents, don't bail your kids out of everything. Let them stand on their own 2 feet every now and then. Because one of these days you're going to stand before God and they're going to look and say, Mama, you're going to get me out of this. Grandma, you're going to get me out of this. And Grandma and Mama ain't going to be nowhere around. No bailouts. It's going to happen for sure. Number two, it's going to be speedy. It's going to be sure and it's going to be speedy. It's going to happen. Judgment's going to be speedy. You say, how? In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, just like that. Just like that, the character, one of the characters in the play this past week, died, massive heart attack. He told his wife just a little bit before that, about 45 minutes before that. He said, honey, don't aggravate me about going to church. Don't aggravate me about trusting Christ. We've got plenty of time to talk about this. And in 50 minutes from right then, he was in the emergency room with a heart attack. You say, that's a play. It happens every day. It happens every day. Because the Bible says what? Life is like a vapor. It appeareth a little time, and then it vanisheth away. The Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Ladies and gentlemen, you better get prepared for it, because everybody is going to come to a scene just like this. And you're going to stand before a throne similar to that. And you're going to stand there, and God's going to call your name. And you better hope and pray that you put your faith and trust in the blood of Jesus Christ, and He can find your name in that book. Because you say, is everybody? Yes, everybody. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Redeem the time, for the days are evil. You better get saved. You better get saved. You're not going to stand before Osama, Obama, or your mama. You're going to stand before God Almighty. And I'm telling you, some of you parents teaching your kids how to nay-nay, you better teach them how to pray praise. What you need to teach them how to pray. Y'all know that was good. Better teach them how to pray, pray. There's nothing wrong with your kids seeing you get down on your knees and an altar somewhere and praying. Nothing wrong with that. Judgment of God is going to be sure. It's going to be speedy. And it's going to be sobering. So what does that mean? That means serious. Young people, they won't be in popping, chewing gum, just and bebopping up there and just before the judge. And like I've seen so many do all down through the years. I worked in there, boy, they bebop in, got the britches down here, got a ball cap tilted to one side. Here they come, and then the judge, and they expect to get mercy from the judge, and they just don't care, because all the judge going to do is just slap them on the hand. I'm telling you, there's a judge in heaven. It's going to be serious. And when you come in there, you're going to crawl in there on your belly and beg for the mercy of God. Because I'm telling you, it's going to be serious. It's not a laughing matter. It's coming. I can't stress it enough. It's coming. You better get your family prepared. You better get prepared. This church better get prepared. Everybody's going to stand before God. It's sure. It's speedy, and it's serious. Now you say, preacher, in 5 minutes, I can tell you how to be prepared. In 5 minutes. You ready? You ought to write it down and remember this. How to be prepared. Number one, you better be looking. You better be looking. You say, looking for what? You better be looking at self. And you better be looking at the sinner. All your sinner lost loved ones and all your friends, your family and all of them, better be looking at them. Better look at self first, and then you better be looking at the sinner, and you better start looking at some Scripture. I mean, you better look at self, you better look at sinners, you better look at the Scripture. Because the signs of the time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you watch the news any at all, everybody is getting ready to pounce on the nation of Israel. Anytime that happened in the Bible, I'm telling you, something destructive happens. If I need to remind you about a little history, it's called the Seven-Day War. And the nation of Israel ain't much bigger than the state of New Jersey. And I'm telling you, they whooped seven countries. I'm talking about, I don't know how many countries it was. And they pounced all over, whooped our brains out. Why? Because somebody's on their side. You better like leave them alone. And all these countries are getting ready. It is a nuke. And you know, we're trying to get rid of a nuclear bomb. Then we're giving money over here to give a nuclear bomb. And all we're doing is setting it up for the Battle of Armageddon. That's in the Bible. You won't hear that on the Discovery Channel, but it is in the Bible. You better be looking, because it's coming. Paul says perilous times shall come, and you better be looking. Number two, you better be living it. Now, I felt a little kink on that one right there. We're not working to get to heaven, but if you are saved, you ought to be looking like and living like you are saved. Hopefully tonight, I'll explain this a little better. Don't have time this morning, but doctrinally speaking, there's two different judgments. Here in the play, we had one. And that's just the way we had to do it, because that's the way the thing was laid out. But I'm telling you, there's two different ones. There's one for the Christian. It's called the judgment seat of Christ. And then there's the great white throne judgment. That's for the lost people. And two different judgments. Whether you're saved, whether you're lost, all must stand before God. at the Christian judge seat of Christ, rewards are given out. And you better be living it if you want a reward. The great white throne judgment, he's going to pull the book out and see if your name is written there. You better be living it. Look like, living like you're saved. If you think God's coming, you ought to live like he's coming. Amen. Live it at home. Live it at school. Young people, help me. Live it at school. Thank you. Live it at the workplace. Now, let me say just a couple more things that might just upset you a little bit. And I'm not doing it on purpose, but every now and then you need your blood pressure just raised for a minute. The drug dealers in Dyersburg is not our problem. The dope heads is not our problem in Dyersburg. The alcohol industry is not our problem in Dyersburg. Y'all ready? I'll fix and get you. You know what our problem is? Is Christians that say they're Christians and ain't living like they're Christians. That's what's destroying Christianity. Mark her down and write it down in your Bible. Put it on your refrigerator. Because everybody's like, well, them dope heads, all them prostitutes, well, them, hey, that ain't our problem. What's destroying Christianity is Christians who say they're Christians and ain't acting like they're Christians. Amen. Well, that's good preaching if you don't want to admit it. You ought to be looking. You ought to be living it. And number three, you ought to be laboring. You ought to be laboring. I'm telling you, it's coming. And it's not going to be long, for the Lord is going to send from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel, and I'm telling you, the trump of God. And the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and it's coming down to the close. And it's not going to be, well, give me another shot, give me another, I'm going to, you know, give me one more chance. Lord, judge, I'll give you one more chance. Uh-uh. It's not going to get, no, you ain't getting another chance, you ain't getting three steps, please give me, mister, and all of that. Hey, you're going for God, and it's going to come down to one thing, is your name in the book. In Revelation chapter number 20, this is what it says. I'm going to read it to you. This is what it says. Revelation chapter 20. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open. And another book was open. It's called the Book of Life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in them, and the death and hell, delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And then verse 15, the last verse, is what it says. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now let me tell you what that means, real quick. We're fixing to go home. And I hope you're thinking and praying about this. Death and hell was delivered up before the judge. Listen, folks, everybody, including the devil. The devil, forgot what chapter it is, maybe 11, 12, something like that. An angel had a great chain in his hand, went down the bottomless pit and got the old devil. Chained him up, brought him up before the throne. And the devil will have to do something he's never done. That Bible says every knee's going to bow. Every tongue. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Now, friend, if the devil's going to do it, you're not going to get by. Everybody stand before God. Now, here's the deal. You got to make sure your name is in the book. Because how to do that? Where do I sign up? Where do I join? Hey, salvation ain't about signing a card or shaking a preacher's hand. You can shake every preacher's hand in Dyersburg. That ain't going to get you on the books. Sign every card. Join every church in Dyersburg. Don't make any difference what denomination. Sign it. Join every one of them. Get baptized in every creek and every holler and every lake and every pond that you can find. Dunk yourself in it. It ain't going to get you on the book. You say, what is? One thing and one thing only. Lord, I'm a sinner. And I can't save myself. I'm no good. I'm worthless. And God, you sent your only begotten Son to this world to die. And if I was the only person on this world, you'd have sent your Son just to die for me. And Lord, I put my faith and trust in the finished work of the cross of Calvary. Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to the cross I cling. Nothing but the blood. Lord, please wash me from my sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, you know what's going to happen? A truckload of salvation will be dumped out of heaven. And it'll hit you about the gable end of your soul. And if it hits you just right, you may run around this church and just take a lap or two. Some people just sort of cry a little bit. Some people get happy and laugh. Everybody don't have to act the same. But I'm telling you what, when you get a good dose of it, you know you got it. You don't have to get up and say, Mama, when did I get saved? Daddy, you remember when I got... Hey, if you got to ask that, you didn't get it. Well, let me call down there and see if they wrote it down. No, friend, if you got it, you know it. How many of y'all married? Let me see your hand. Y'all know what date? Most people. How many of y'all have ever been born? See your hand. Y'all know the date? Then you ought to know when you got saved. Born again. Listen, friend, every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord.